T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Lombardi from GM. By the way, the people on hold, don't bail on me here. I got to find out where you're going to work and what you're doing. Yep. Don't leave me. Mike Lombardi is on the line. He is part of the GM, what is it, real? GM Chapel podcast. Yeah. And, of course, the great Mike Lombardi also is the Gridiron Genius. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. Hope we're all good.
Well, Mike, needless to say, everybody is a little on edge right now. How are you doing? How are you getting through this?
You know, I mean, it's for me, I work from home and I write, so I'm used to being alone and I'm used to working from my office by myself. So my routine really hasn't changed. It's the same. I just feel bad for everybody else that, you know, can't do what they do. And this is hard. We just got to, you know, we got to buckle down for a couple of weeks so we can get on with our lives. So if we keep going like this, we're not getting anywhere. We're lost, but making good time the way we're going right now.
You know what it is, Mike? I will say this, and I know the NFL was kind of debating it. It helped me get through the week that there was so much NFL news. They did the right thing to proceed, didn't they?
They did, Angelo. Yep. And the way they did it, I think, I was against it to start. But, but really what they did was they basically just used telephones and electronic messaging. And so the players never had to leave. That was my concern, was like, how are players going to get there? And we haven't seen a blurb on a contract yet. We haven't seen a player sign with a team and then all of a sudden sign with another team 2 days later. So it's worked out pretty well. And you're right. It's been a great distraction.
Well, I'm going to get to all that football stuff in 1 second. I have one more question. Sean Payton, one of the highest profile and most accomplished coaches in the NFL, tests positive for the coronavirus. Mike, when a big name, we're thinking Joel Embiid might be a name we hear soon because three Sixer people, employees have tested positive. What does that do when you hear that big name and that he's got it?
You know, I think about that match. You know, you've seen this thing on Twitter where the match is just lights one match to another match, and this is kind of how it's going. And then if you just get out of the way, the match stops going to the next one.
Yeah.
I think that's what I see. You know, and I'm told that it's just three, not that it makes a difference, but it isn't players, it's front office people or executives. But how couldn't Embiid get it? I mean, look, when they played the Pistons, and that kid had it, and, you know, he scored 30 that night, and Embiid was around him the whole night. I mean, it's and then he went off and tested positive. So, you know, that's a scary, scary thought about how it just spreads so quickly. And unfortunately, this is going to keep us shut down. But we've got to be able to get control of it, and we've got to stay inside. I mean, we can't have Clearwater Beach everywhere.
Do we need to know who's got it? I mean, John Johnson's a reporter for us, Mike, and he was near a lot of people, including he interviewed Embiid that night. Don't we need to know who's got it so we know who's exposed?
Well, I mean, are you going to go in contact with him? I mean, I don't think I'm going to run into Embiid in the next 2 weeks if he has it or not. You know, I mean, I think it's important that we take care of ourselves and we stay inside. And I think the only way we get control of this is really control ourselves, is stay quarantined, quarantine yourself, just listening to what they're saying and what we should do. And, you know, look, it's the perfect time to read a lot of books. Let's just be honest and listen to radio.
I have a suggestion now. Gridiron Genius by Mike Lombardi. All right, Mike.
Thank you, Angelo.
No, it's great. You alert so much football. This guy knows his game, man. Really great. And I'm going to take I know, Mike, you were trying to prepare me that Brady might leave. But Tom Brady is going to be a Buccaneer. You were there with them. What's that like? Explain what it's like from your perspective.
Well, look, you know, it's I think all great things come to an end, and this certainly was a great thing. I think Tom was at a place that he wanted something different than what he had in New England. I think he wanted become a little bit like Peyton Manning. I'm going to come in and run what I want to run, do what I want, players around me that I want. I think that's what was appealing to him. And to do that, he wasn't going to be able to do that in New England. And New England's program wasn't going to be able to pay him $30 million a year and then have the ability to pay other players. I mean, this morning, New England has $3 million worth of cap room. They don't have very much cap room whatsoever. And so they're stuck a little bit where they are. And they've been getting rid of players and losing players. So I think it's time. I think it is time. I think Tom will feel energized to go there to a team. Now, he's going to run his offense. Byron Leftwich isn't telling him what to do. He's telling Leftwich what he wants to do. So I think that's the people had a disconnect thinking, how could he run Arians' offense? Well, he was never going to do that. That was the key. So I think he's going to go down there and kind of feel a rebirth and try to see if he can rebuild a franchise and get some consistency and some leadership within a locker room that really needs it.
All right, Mike, look, let's be totally honest here. These are two incredibly accomplished individuals, Brady and Belichick, with very large egos. Isn't part of this that they want to prove they, either Brady or Belichick, was more responsible for the 6 Lombardi trophies? Don't they want to show that they were more than the other guy?
Well, I think they're both competitive. I don't know how their egos have not gotten in the way. I mean, most people, if they had big egos, they wouldn't win 6. They would win 1.
Right.
They would win maybe 2. You know, ego is the killer. It's the cancer of the profession. And so they were able to bury that. But I do think both are very competitive, and I think both want to go on and keep continuing. Belichick's, his entire emphasis has always been on sustainability. It's always been about doing what's right for the franchise today and tomorrow. And Brady's never been a part of any team that hasn't won. I mean, let's be real honest. I mean, when's the last time Tom Brady hasn't won 10 games? I mean, it's so they're both competitive, and I think both of them want to try to prove that they can continue to win and they're competitors. Now, is it one against the other? I don't see it that way as much as I think that Brady's tired of being through that program. The volume eventually does get to you, and I think that Bill wants to be able to continue winning with the Patriots.
Who is more responsible for the success, Brady or Belichick?
Well, I mean, look, I think the coach has a lot to do with what goes on up there because he's allowed to do the culture. But I will say that Brady allows him to do the culture. I think if you read Darius Slay's commentary about him and what his relationship was with Matt Patricia coming into and what Matt Patricia said to him in a conversation in a team meeting and one of the reasons why he wanted to leave Detroit, I think that Brady's allowed Bill to coach him hard. And because he allowed him to coach him hard, that allowed other players to get coached hard. I'm not saying he used the same language Patricia did, but I'm saying he allowed them to coach him hard. So I think it's a mutual thing on how they won. And I think, look, let's face it, you're not going to win Super Bowls in the NFL if you don't have a great quarterback. I mean, that's just fact. It's hard to do that. I mean, maybe you did it with Trent Dilfer. Maybe some teams did it. I mean, the last Super Bowl the Patriots won, Tom probably had one of the worst games he had in his career.
Well, let me just say this. Mike Lombardi mentioned Belichick before Brady, so I'm marking down Belichick as his answer on that. But, Mike, you did.
I love
you took
them
me.
Both. You're asking me, like,
I know you do.
I like better.
I know you do. But I want to take you over to Slay now because you took me there with Matt Patricia. You knew him too, Mike. Mike, Darius Slay, some people in Philadelphia are worried that he is a diva, although everybody pretty much knows he's a good player. Tell us what you feel about Darius Slay.
Well, I think, you know, look, Schwartz drafted him when he was the head coach of the Lions, so I think he probably has a really good relationship with the kid and knows the kid. I think the kid's a competitive kid. I think he wants to play well. I think he wants to be treated like a man. I think the hardest part when you go into a new team like what Matt Patricia did is, and you try to go all in on Bill Belichick. I mean, look, let's face it. In the 70s, when Sinatra wore a leisure suit, nobody thought he was Sinatra. Like, he was trying to be somebody he wasn't, right?
Right.
But Sinatra is a tuxedo and cufflinks guy. That's Sinatra, right? And so when you go into a building and you try to be somebody you're not, like you're trying to be Belichick, nobody's buying that. So I don't fault Slay for saying, hey, wait, hold on. Really, I mean, what happened was Matt Patricia walks into a building that was 9-7. Instead of going in there and saying, hey, fellas, I'm here to help us win game 10, 11, and 12, he walked in there and said, we're going to tear everything down. Now, that's not going to win a lot of people over. That scorched earth mentality isn't going to create many followers. So I think what Slay was, he was been treated one way. He's been programmed a certain way. And I don't think you can blame him for being resistant to that. That's the challenge that you go into. Brian Flores is his own man. I mean, he's not trying to be Belichick. He's taking Belichick's influences and utilizing it to make himself the best coach he can be. Patricia's trying to be somebody that he's really not. And I think that's what happens. I think Slay will fit in fine with Philly, I think, because he'll win. And I think he understands the defense that they're going to play particularly well, because that was a defense he was born into.
All right, one more, Mike, and I'm very angry about this.
Malcolm, are you over the Clowney hit yet? I mean, he hasn't.
No, I am not over it. I have a whole thing on that later in the show. I'm not over it, but I am. Okay. I'm really angry right now about the way the whole thing ended with Malcolm Jenkins, and I'm really trying to understand it, because there was more to Malcolm Jenkins than being a very good player. He was an amazing leader. Do you think the Eagles played it out right with Jenkins?
I don't, Angelo, I'm a huge Malcolm Jenkins fan, and I don't understand why they thought they could get a better player than him. You know, I don't understand this one. I don't have my arms wrapped around this one. I think Malcolm Jenkins makes their defense really effective, because when you're a really good defense, the third layer of your defense has to be able to tackle, and Jenkins was a really good tackler. Very few people got past him. Now, maybe they feel like he slowed down a little bit. I thought he was in command of the defense. I thought he got everybody lined up. And when he was back there, sometimes there was a lot of guys playing back there that probably shouldn't be playing in the NFL. I can't give you an answer on that. I don't think Jalen Mills or Roddy McLeod are going to come in and play to the level that Philly fans saw Malcolm Jenkins. I'm not in favor of that move at all. And you could see quickly how the Saints, who knew they made a mistake with Jenkins by letting him go, reacted and signed him.
Mike Lombardi, I love that answer. Mike, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo. Bye-bye.
Gridiron Genius, buy the book. Al, that's a good way to spend the weekend. Learn football. Nothing wrong with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.